感谢主，今天早上有点机会来和大家分享。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to share with everyone.
想了很久，到底要说什么
？I thought for a very long time what I should share about.
我觉得主让我想到这个大家很熟悉的玛利亚。
And the Lord allowed me to think about someone that we are all very familiar with, which is Mary.
所以我们要读一些的经文。
So let's read some scripture.
请我们一起来看路加福音第十章。
Let's first look at the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10. And we'll read verses 38 to 42.
我念给弟兄姐妹听。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
再请我们看约翰福音。
Let's also look at the Gospel according to John.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
我们先读一到五节。
We'll first read verse 1 through 5.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说：这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sister sent word to him saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said, This sickness is not to end in death.But for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
我们再读三十二节。
We'll also read verse 32.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就俯伏在他脚前，说：主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
我们再看十二章。
We'll also look at chapter 12.
从一到八节。
From verse 1 through 8.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说：这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说： 由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
Jesus therefore 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was intending to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor people?" Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. Therefore Jesus said, "Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me."
也许我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，早晨我们一起再来到你的脚前。
Lord, this morning again we come before your feet.
我们实在是感谢你。
We truly thank you.
因为是你的爱激励了我们。
Because it is your love that has encouraged us.
所以我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
So as we think about how one has died, all have died together with you.
所以我们如今活着，不再是为我们自己活着，乃是为那爱为我们死而复活的主活。
So we know that it is not I who lives, but it is you who lives within us.
所以早上我们再把这时间交在你恩手中。
So we want to put the following time into your hands of grace.
愿你向我们的心说话。
Please speak to our hearts.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen. 我想这几段的圣经可能是弟兄姐妹都很熟悉的。
I think that these are very familiar passages to all brothers and sisters.
但是我觉得是很可能是很这对我们这个时代可能是很要紧的提醒。
But this is a very important reminder for us in this generation.
那腓立比书里面保罗有对不起，以弗所书里面保罗有一句话说。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul tells us.
我们要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
We need to be watchful because the times are evil.
他在这里，他这个爱惜光阴呢，他是 redeeming the time. 对不起。
This phrase redeeming the time.
Darby 弟兄呢有一个注解。
Brother Darby has an explanation.
他说呢，这叫做抓住每一个好的有利的机会。
That he says you need to seize every good and favorable opportunity.
所以我想我们活在这个末世，我们需要抓住主给我们的机会。
So in these end days, we need to grab a hold of every single opportunity.
所以我想主提醒我玛利亚的学习。
And so the Lord reminds me Mary's exercise.
首先我想在这三处的经文里面都提到，每一次提到玛利亚的时候都提到她是来到主的脚前。
So in these three passages that we read, we see that Mary, every single time comes before the feet of the Lord.
所以我想这是她第一个秘诀。
This is her first secret.
路加福音那里那段记载呢，我们知道是这个马大玛利亚这个家庭第一次出现在圣经中。
That we see in the book of Luke, this is the first time this family is written about.
不过他们可能之前就已经认识主。
It is possible before this, they already came to know the Lord.
他们非常的欢迎主。
They welcomed him.
主也非常的喜悦待在那里接受他们的服事。
And the Lord loved to stay with them and to receive their services.
那在路加福音这段里面他说呢，这个中文漏了一个字，就是玛利亚也在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
And so in Luke, we see that there's also this word that Mary also sat at the feet of the Lord.
这个也就表示说也有别人在那里。
This word also shows us that there were others there.
也许主的门徒也在那里。
Perhaps also the Lord's disciples.
所以难怪马大这么忙，以至于他失去他的喜乐和安息。
And so no wonder Martha was so busy that she lost her joy.
但是当马大抱怨的时候呢？
But when Martha was complaining,
主说你是为许多的事在那里烦扰。
The Lord says you are worried about so many things.
你觉得这每一件事都是需要的，都是一定要照顾到的。
And you feel that all things are necessary and important.
但其实呢，有需要的事不多。
But the things that are necessary are not many.
在这个有，如果弟兄姐妹你看英文，你可能会找到有一些翻译，它是这样子讲的，好。
If you look in the English, there are some translations.
他说这是 of few things is their need. 对不起，这个英文很 awkward, but 但它这个是它是一个 literal translation.
There is this literal translation that says, of a few things is their need.
Or of one.
Or of one.
也就是说呢，主的话是这样说呢，其实呢，真正有需要的事情不是很多的，其实，或者说只有一件。
And so the Lord is saying that there's not many things that is necessary or needed, only one.
所以中文的翻译说不可少的，他的意思就是说不可，就是说有需要的，只有一件。
And so there is only one thing that is needed.
什么需要呢?
What is needed?
我想是主的需要。
And that is the Lord.
撒母耳记上，这个撒母耳对扫罗说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？
In 1 Samuel, it says, chapter 15, verse 22, it says, there is one thing that is necessary before the Lord. Chapter 15, verse 22, 1 Samuel. Has the Lord as much delight in offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
所以当玛利亚坐在那里听的时候，虽然也是很多，也许好几个门徒，也许有些跟从主的人也在那里听。
So as Mary was sitting before the feet of the Lord, together with other people,
但是这些人可能听是听了，没有真的听。没有真的留心在听。
Yes, perhaps they heard, but they were not paying much attention.
玛利亚在这里却是她带着一个渴慕，带着认真，带着一个敬拜的心在那里听。
Mary came with a heart that was desiring after the Lord and paying attention.
所以是谁服侍了主呢？
So who was actually serving the Lord?
玛利亚这个态度服侍了主。
Mary's attitude served the Lord.
这是主说她选择了那个好的。
This is the good thing.
我想这是他第一个点。
This is the first point.
在约翰福音11章那里记载，我们知道拉撒路他生病然后死了。
In the Gospel according to John, we see that Lazarus he was ill and he died.
这是圣经中第二次记载这个家庭。
This is the second time the Bible records of this family.
那我们看到马大跟玛利亚都非常的爱他们的兄弟。
We see that Mary and Martha truly loved their brother.
所以他们也知道主爱这个兄弟。
And they knew that the Lord loved their brother as well.
所以他们就请人去这个打发人去求主来。
And so they sent people to go send for the Lord.
在这个地方这个原文的这个用的这个爱这个字很有意思。
In the original, this word love is very interesting.
因为当马大跟玛利亚说主啊你爱的人病了那个爱是 filio
The love that is written when they said to the Lord Lord the one whom you loves is ill this love is filio
但是后面那一节说耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子和这个拉撒路呢那个爱呢是 agape
But the love that is written about when it records that Jesus loved Mary, Martha and Lazarus was the word agape
所以主在他这个永远的爱，这个完全的爱里面。
So in his eternal and complete love.
他知道他爱这个家庭，所以他还要带他们往更高处去，像我们刚刚弟兄领我们唱那首诗歌。
Because he loved this family, his love is to bring them to a higher ground, just like what we were just reading.
是的，他非常的爱这个家，因为他们这个家是这样的愿意接待他。
Because he loved this family, and this family truly wanted to welcome him.
哦，但是在他为了他们永远的益处，他要带他们往更前面去。
But for his eternal purpose, he wanted to lead them forward.
所以主许可拉撒路病了，而且死了，却不来看他。
So the Lord knew and allowed Lazarus to become ill and also die before he went to see him.
我想这段故事我们都非常的熟悉。
And so we are all very familiar with this story.
那么当主来的时候，我们看见玛利亚又是什么样的态度呢？
And so when we see, what was Mary's attitude at this point?
再一次，她是俯伏在主的脚前。
Again, she was prostrate before the feet of our Lord.
她没有抱怨。
She did not complain.
说是的，主。
She said, yes, Lord.
她虽然是满心的痛苦悲伤。
Even though her heart was full of sorrow.
是的，我主，我知道你，凡事都能。
She said, yes, Lord, I know that you are able for all things.
你若早来，我兄弟必不死。
If you came earlier, my brother would not have died.
但他如今死了。
But he has died.
那我仍然要俯伏敬拜你。
I still want to worship you.
我要伏在神大能的手下。
I still place myself beneath the hand of God.
这是多美好的态度。
This is such a wonderful attitude.
我自己想到我许多时候是没有伏在神大能的手下。
I think often I do not allow myself to be placed underneath his great hand.
结果我就成了用脚踢刺的牛。
And so I become that ox who is kicking against the goad.
白受许多的苦。
And so I suffer needlessly.
所以我想我们在苦难中，我们可能从来没有想到我们在苦难中神也可以用这个来服侍他。
Oftentimes we do not realize that even in our suffering we can still serve God.
我想马大玛利亚这个家庭拉撒路他自己身上就让我们看见主怎么样来使用他们。
And so here we see in Mary, Martha and Lazarus in their times of suffering how they served the Lord.
保罗说死要在我们身上发动生就在别人身上发动。
Paul says that if death is in us, then life can be in others.
我们看见就在这个家庭中就见证了。
And so we see this testimony in this family.
那么在第三次出现就是来到约翰福音的十二章。
And so the third time this family is written about is in John chapter 12.
我们真的是感谢主，因为一切都是他的恩典。
We thank the Lord for truly everything is his grace.
我们看见马大也成熟了。
We see that Martha has matured.
因为这次呢，实际上呢，不是在马大家里面。
Because it wasn't really in Martha's home.
这次是在这个一个叫西门的这个人的家里面来请客。
Here, the supper was at the house of Simon.
但是呢，马大却是在那里服侍。
Martha was there serving.
一点都没有抱怨。
But there she was not complaining.
感谢主，拉撒路复活了。
We thank the Lord, Lazarus has come back from the dead.
他与主一同坐席。
He was sitting together with the Lord.
我们知道主在地上的时候，不是有太多的人是欢迎他的。
You know, when the Lord was on the earth, not too many people welcomed him.
而且这时候很多人都期待说他马上就要进耶路撒冷，也许他就要做王了。
And a lot of people were looking forward to him going into Jerusalem so that he could be crowned king.
所以这应当是一个很欢乐的场面，是不是？
This should have been a very joyous occasion.
玛利亚却带着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏来抹主的脚。
And here Mary brought a pound of very costly perfume to anoint the feet of our Lord.
用自己的头发去擦。
And to wipe it with her hair.
我们的主很清楚玛利亚为什么这样行。
The Lord was very clear as to why Mary was doing this.
所以主在那里说由他吧他是为我安葬之日存留的。
And so the Lord Jesus said, let her alone so that she may keep it for the days of my burial.
我大胆地以为主的意思说玛利亚不是为他自己的婚礼存留的不是为着其他的原因存留的而是为着主安葬之日存留的。
At first, I thought that Mary did not keep this for her own wedding or for her own purposes, but for the day of the Lord's burial. At first, I boldly thought this.
因为我们知道主曾经有说过人子要受许多的苦并且被杀做多人的赎价。
Because the Lord has previously said that the Son of Man has come so that he may die for the salvation of many.
我们知道门徒听了都是似懂非懂的。
At first, the disciples heard but didn't really hear.
他们也不留心。
And they didn't pay attention.
那我想当玛利亚她真的是在那里听的时候她把这些话都存在心里。
But when Mary heard, she put these words into her own heart.
她看到眼前的这位人子。
She saw the Son of Man before her.
真的是神的儿子。
Truly was the Son of Man, Son of God.
对不起，真的是神的义仆。
He was the servant of God.
他无家型美容。
And he had no family and no outward beauty.
这以赛亚书五十三章二三节。
And this is written in Isaiah 53.
他被藐视，被人厌弃。
He was despised and forsaken of man.
多受痛苦，常经忧患。
A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样。
And he was like one from whom men hide their faces.
我们也不尊重他。
He was despised.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候，虽然有许多人跟从他。
And so even though there were many people who followed the Lord when he was on earth,
到底有多少人明白主的心呢？
How many people really knew his heart?
到底有多少人是与主同心呢?
How many people were together with him in his heart?
这里有一个小女子。
Here was a young woman.
她觉得她自己不能做什么。
She felt like she could not do very much.
但是她摸到了主的心。
But she had touched the heart of the Lord.
她就把她最珍贵的东西为主存留下来。
She kept the thing that was most precious to her.
当我思想她将这个玉瓶打破，这个马可福音讲说，马太和马可记载同样的事情都讲到说，他把玉瓶打破。
In Matthew and Mark, it says that she broke this vial. And so when I think about how she broke this vial,
然后倒出香膏来抹主的脚
，and poured out this costly perfume to anoint the feet of our Lord.
我觉得好像保罗说，他成了一个奠祭，被浇奠。
And so I feel like what Paul had written about that. Here she had poured out the sacrifice as a libation.
这样的服事为神所收纳，所喜悦。
This is a service that is pleasing to the Lord.
马太和马可也记载这同样的一件事情。
And in Matthew and Mark, it also describes.
在那里，我们知道主有一些话，特别主说他在我身上做的是一件美事。
It also says that what Mary has done is a beautiful thing.
无论在何处传这个福音，
wherever the gospel will be preached,
也要述说这女人所做的以为纪念。
Her action here will also be remembered.
尼弟兄曾经讲这段故事。
Brother Nee had once mentioned the story.
他用了一个结论，他说这叫做福音的目的。
He titled this The Purpose of the Gospel.
我们今天都是蒙恩得救的人。
We are all saved.
我们都享受这个福音。
And we all enjoy the benefits of the gospel.
但是福音在我们身上有没有得着什么呢？
But what has the gospel gained in us?
我想主爱我们跟爱玛利亚一样多。
I think the Lord loves us just as much as he loved Mary.
他给玛利亚机会，也给我们机会。
He has given opportunities to Mary just as he's given us opportunities.
我很惭愧，我觉得许多时候我是用抱怨，用都浪费掉了。
I oftentimes feel regret and shame that so many opportunities I have wasted.
但愿主开我们的眼睛，保守我们的心。
May the Lord open up our eyes and keep our hearts.
在我们有限的年日里面，我们立了志向，要讨主的喜悦。
So in our limited days and years, that we would strive to please Him.
但愿我们也选择那个好的。
May we also choose the better thing.
让主，当我们见到主的时候，主说，我们所行的也是件美事。
So that when we come before the Lord, He may say to us, what we have done is also a beautiful thing.
我接着我们的弟兄来交通这个祝福这件事。
So following our brother, I'd like to share about blessings.
请我们有一些经节哈，会这个打在墙上，我们可以直接看这个上面投影的地就可以了。
I have some scripture that is posted here, up above, and we can look at that.
我今天要跟大家交通的是属地的祝福和属天的祝福。
I'd like to share with everybody today earthly blessings and heavenly blessings.
在圣经里面，我们看到神常常祝福。
In the Bible, we see that God often blesses us.
特别在旧约里面，很多地方都看到神说，你如果这样子做的话，我就这样子祝福你。
Particularly in the Old Testament, we see that when God says, if you do this, I will bless you this way.
到了新约的时候呢，我们就看见在以弗所书这里第一章第三节。
And so when we come to Ephesians, we see in chapter 1, verse 3,
这里呢讲到天上各样属灵的福气。
It talks about the every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies.
我们发现到了新约的时候呢，这个福气呢转成为属天的福气。
And so in the New Testament, these blessings become spiritual and heavenly blessings.
并且呢，这个是存到永远的。
And also these are everlasting.
所以在彼得前书那里，让我们看见这是一个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、存到天上的基业。
And so in 1 Peter, we see that these blessings cannot be destroyed, corrupted, or changed, and will be kept in heaven for us.
好，这实在是神要祝福我们的一个意念。
And so this is a thought of how God wants to bless us.
那么在旧约里面，我就选一个地方，我们来看这个在创世纪这边哈，17章、22章这里讲到神怎么样祝福亚伯拉罕。
And so we turned in Genesis in the Old Testament to see how God wanted to bless Abraham.
好，那个时候呢，他要把迦南那个地，赐给他。
And there he wanted to bless Abraham with the land of Canaan.
好，赐给他，他说赐给你和你的后裔永远为业。
To give to him and his descendants after him as an everlasting possession.
到了22章那里，他又说，论福我必赐大福给你。
And so in chapter 22, it says that he will bless you and make all your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.
对，他要叫他的子孙像天上的星、海边的沙这么多。
So that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore.
我想这也是中国人想要的祝福。
And so I believe that these are blessings also that the Chinese want.
我们有了产业。
We want an inheritance.
我们还有子子孙孙。
And many grandchildren.
这也是我们喜欢的祝福。
And these are blessings that we like.
到了新约里面，在希伯来书这里呢，也提到这一段圣经也是指讲到亚伯拉罕的。
And so in Hebrews, this also speaks about Abraham.
这些人除了亚伯拉罕之外，还有其他的人。
And apart from Abraham, there were many other people as well.
他们都是存着信心死的。
And they all died having faith.
他们并没有得着所应许的。
They did not receive the things that were promised.
这里好像有一点矛盾。
It seems to be somewhat of a paradox.
就是说在他们活着的时候并没有得到。
That while they were living, they did not receive.
他并没有在外面马上得到这些祝福。
On the outside, it seemed like they did not receive any of these blessings.
但是呢，在他们的心灵里面，他们知道。
But in their hearts, they knew.
他从远处望见且欢喜迎接。
They saw them in the distant future and welcomed them.
在他们的心中有一个羡慕，是一个更美的家乡，也就是天上的。
In their heart, they were longing for a better country, and that is a heavenly one.
一个属天的祝福。
A heavenly blessing.
旧约的人物里面，亚伯拉罕是我非常佩服，也非常羡慕的一个人。
Of all the characters in the Old Testament, I truly like Abraham and admire him a lot.
因为在他活的时代距离今天有好几千年。
Even though there's many thousands of years that have passed between the time that he lived and now,
那时候的人对神没有什么认识。
There wasn't a good understanding of God of the people then.
当然没有圣经读了。
And there was no Bible.
那整个世界是在一个堕落的光景里面。
And the whole world was in a fallen condition.
但是神却找到这么一个人。
But God found this one person.
在这个人里面呢，有一个信心。
And in this one person, there was faith.
他相信神。
He believed God.
所以神能够在他的一生中做许多的工作。
And so all through his life, God could do many works.
所以呢，为什么神会这样子的，给他这么多的祝福。
And so this is also why God blessed him so much.
但是我们知道，到最后呢，他还活着的时候并没有进到迦南地。
And we know at the end of his life, he still did not enter into Canaan.
他就是说，他没有整个得着这个迦南地。
He did not entirely receive the land of Canaan.
并且呢，神也只给了他一个儿子。
And God only gave him one son.
所以呢，从外面上来看，他并没有得着神所祝福给他的。
And so outwardly, he did not seem to have received what God had given him.
那神这样子的应许是什么意思呢？
So what type of promise is this from God?
等到我们到了新约的时候我们就了解。
And so when we come to the New Testament, we realize.
神要给他的是一个属天存到永远的那个祝福。
That the blessing God has given him is an eternal one that is everlasting.
因为我们在这个地上所得的祝福虽然是很好但是呢存不到永远。
And so the blessings that we receive here in this lifetime, they are good, but they do not last until eternity.
我最羡慕的就是亚伯拉罕竟然他能够看见那个属天的祝福。
And so what I really admire about Abraham is that he saw that eternal and that heavenly blessing.
这是非常难得的。
This is truly remarkable.
但愿这样子的看见也在我们的里面。
May this understanding also be within us.
那么旧约里面还有一个雅各。
And in the Old Testament, there is also a Jacob.
我们知道雅各这个名字呢，就是抓的意思。
We know that the meaning of Jacob is one who grabs.
他很喜欢抓。
He loves to grab.
从出生的时候他就抓。
Even from when he was born, he grabbed.
那么呢，他很聪明，他都是抓祝福。
He was very smart, and so he wanted to grab a hold of blessings.
所以他一辈子都在那边抓这个祝福。
So all his days, he was grabbing for blessings.
开始的时候，他要的是那些看得见的祝福。
At first, the things that he wanted were the blessings that he could see.
但是等到他老的时候，
But when he got older,
他知道那更宝贵的是存到永远的祝福。
He knew that the most precious are those blessings that last until eternity.
我们再来看看新约的一些例子。
Let's again, look at some examples from the New Testament.
我们知道，到了新约的时候呢，这个祝福呢，神是用这个属天的祝福来给我们的。
And so in the New Testament, we see that the blessings that God wants to give us now are heavenly blessings.
因为在旧约讲的这个祝福呢，是一种预表的意思。
In the Old Testament, blessings are only a symbol.
那么到了新约的时候呢，主耶稣来了时候呢，这一切都变成实际。
And so in the New Testament, after Jesus had come to this earth, these blessings are now reality.
那么在旧约的时候呢，他让我们看用那看得见的祝福。
In the Old Testament, he uses blessings that we can see.
但是到了新约呢，这个属天的祝福好像是我们看不见、摸不到的。
But now in the New Testament, these blessings, seemingly we can't see it, we can't touch it.
但是呢，我们在灵里面经历的时候，才会知道它是那么真实。
But when we experience them in our spirit, we know that it is so true.
我们就看见到了新约的时候呢，这许多的人物好像并没有得到什么外面的祝福。
In the New Testament, it seems like outwardly these people did not receive very many blessings.
我们看看这些使徒们。
When we look at the disciples,
他们最后的结果呢，一个一个都是为主殉道。
That many of them at the end, they were actually martyred.
你从外面看，他们没有得到什么。
Outwardly, they did not receive anything.
这个眼睛看到的祝福，他们似乎什么都没有。
And the blessings that you could see with your eyes, they had nothing.
但是他们里面看见了一件东西。
But inwardly they saw something.
所以他们能够不顾性命一直往前。
And so without thinking of their own lives, they were able to go forward.
在他们里面有看见那个存到永远的祝福。
Inside of them, they saw the eternal blessing.
所以那些看得见的祝福就不算什么。
And so the outward blessings didn't seem like anything at all.
就好像主耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Just like the mother of Jesus, Mary.
那么天使向她显现的时候，她说：“蒙大恩的女子。”
And so when the angel appeared to her, and said to her, "You woman who is greatly blessed."
这是何等的有福！
You are truly blessed.
我们知道这以色列人的妇女她们都有一个这样子很大的一个盼望。
We know that all the women in Israel, they all have this great hope.
她们都想要生一个男孩。
They all want to have a son.
因为神有应许。
Because God had promised.
从他们中间要生出一个弥赛亚。
That among them a Messiah would be born.
所以每一个妇女都想生，要生一个男孩。
So every young woman wants to have a son.
所以如果不能生育，对于以色列的妇女来讲是一个很大的耻辱。
So to be a barren woman of Israel, it is a great shame.
所以我们在圣经里会看见有一些妇女不能生育，她觉得非常痛苦。
So of all the characters in the Bible, for the barren women, they are in great suffering.
因为他们失去了这个祝福。
Because they had lost out on that blessing.
在这里我们看见玛利亚她有这样的一个祝福。
And so here we see that Mary had received this blessing.
所有的以色列妇女都羡慕她。
And all the women of Israel admired her.
但是呢我们看看玛利亚的一生。
But as you look at the life of Mary,
她得到什么?
What did she receive?
当主耶稣出生的时候他们是在马槽里出生的主耶稣在马槽里出生的。
When Jesus was born, he was born in a manger.
然后呢长大了以后呢就被追杀。
And, after he grew, they needed to run away from, from persecution.
所以呢他们在那边躲来躲去。
And so they were running.
然后呢外面也没有得到什么祝福。
And outwardly, they did not receive much blessing.
最后呢他这个儿子呢被人钉在十字架上死了。
And at the end, her own son was nailed on the cross.
所以我们看见从外面看她没有得到什么外面的祝福。
And so outwardly, it doesn't seem like she received much blessing at all.
所以今天我们一定要有一个这样的看见。
And so we must have this realization.
神要给我们的祝福乃是那个能够存到永远的。
That the blessing God wants to give us will last until eternity.
很可惜啊常常我们都只想要外面的祝福。
Sadly, oftentimes we only want the outward blessings.
我想这也是很实际的。
This is very practical.
因为你可以看得到可以摸得到。
Because you can see it and touch it.
就好像这个礼拜我们刚刚过这个中国新年。
Just like this past year, we celebrated Chinese New Year.
这个中国新年的时候大家都在那边恭喜恭喜拜年。
And everybody says congratulations, Happy New Year.
有很多的祝福的话。
And there's many words of blessing.
像什么大家连美国人都会讲恭喜发财电视上都在讲恭喜发财。
And even Americans, they can say, Happy Chinese New Year.
而且是广东话的。
And they say it in Cantonese.
那么大家都想这个新的一年能够比以前更好。
And everybody wishes that our new year will be better than before.
那么呢新的一年什么事都如意万事如意。
And we want everything to go smoothly and go well.
最好什么困难都不要碰到。
And not to encounter any difficulties.
这都是我们的愿望。
These are all our hopes.
但是呢你听来听去最实际的就是当人家给你红包的时候。
But then after you hear all these good words, the most practical thing is when you receive the red envelopes.
你拿得到。
Because you can touch it.
你看小孩子等最后就是等那个红包拿出来。
And so the little kids, that's what they're waiting for, those red envelopes.
我们都是一样现实的。
And so we all want to think about practicality.
因为我们不知道那个更好的是什么。
Because we don't know what is the better thing.
所以我们只能抓我们看得到的。
So we can only grab onto the things that we see.
那么我在想到有一个例子。
And so I've thought of an example.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有注意我用建华这个例子。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have paid attention, I'll try to use this example.
有时候我们看他到教会的时候其实几个小孩子小女孩会跑去找他。
That, there will be, when you come to church, there will be several young little girls who would run.
跑到建华去找这个Auntie Tina.
And they would run and try to find Auntie Tina.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
Auntie Tina 就从包包里拿出一些 sticker.
She would pull stickers from her purse.
这些小女孩好开心啊每个人都要选一个。
And so these little girls would be so happy, each one of them would receive a sticker.
但是呢有一个条件。
But there is one requirement.
他们先要给 Auntie Tina 一个 hug.
They must give Auntie Tina a hug first.
这虽然是一件很小的事情。
Even though this is a very little thing,
但是呢让我们看见一件事情。
Allows us to see one thing.
这小孩子呢他喜欢得到这个看得见的一个东西。
Little kids like to receive something that they can see.
但是呢这个 Auntie Tina 想要的只是一个 hug.
But what Auntie Tina wants is merely a hug.
我们跟神的关系也是这样子。
Our relationship with God is likewise.
神当初给我们这些属天属地的祝福是看得见的祝福。
At first, God does give us these blessings that we can see.
我们刚刚信主的时候还年幼的时候也是看这些。
When we are first saved and we are very young in the Lord, at first we have these things that we can see.
我们要神的祝福祝福我的家庭祝福我的事业祝福我的功课。
We want God's blessing so that He would bless our families, our careers, and our schoolwork.
神愿意，神也的确祝福我们。
God is willing, and indeed, He does bless us this way.
但那个不是目的。
But this is not the goal.
哦，那个只是吸引你来靠近他而已。
This is just to attract you to come near to Him.
哦，他要向你显明他的爱。
He wants to reveal His love to you.
他希望你来到他面前的时候，得着的是神的爱。
So that when you come before Him, what you receive is God's love.
哦，这个爱。眼睛看不到，摸不到的。
This love, we can't see with our eyes or touch it.
但是呢，是非常真实的。
But it is very real.
今天我们的神向着我们也是这样。
Today our God is likewise to us.
好，但愿我们心里所想的不仅仅是要得着一些外面的祝福。
And so our hearts should not be wanting just some of the blessings on the outside that we can gain.
我刚刚讲的，神也乐意祝福给我们这些外面的东西。
And I just mentioned that God is willing to give us these things.
但是我们今天是活在这一个已经堕落败坏的世界。
But we are living in the end days in this corrupt generation.
所以我们的人生不会是平平顺顺的。
Even though our lives aren't always so smooth.
不管你怎么想要听这样子的话，但是你的人生不会是平平顺顺的。
Even though you may not want to hear these words, but our lives really aren't always so smooth.
好，所以我们就要看见神向着我们的心意，他要把那个属天的祝福给我们。
So we want to see that God wants to give us the heavenly spiritual blessings.
他要我们得着，并且享受他向着我们的爱。
He wants us to receive and also enjoy of His love.
当你里面真正的摸到这个爱的时候
When you have truly touched this love,
你就不会想要那个外面的祝福
Then you won't want the outward blessings.
因为那个外面的祝福就不算什么了
Because then the outward blessings don't count for much.
啊，因为这个外面的祝福就好像那张贴纸，你就会发现不是那么有价值
Because those outward blessings become just like those stickers. They don't have much value.
但是呢，在神的爱里面好，我们才会真正得到那个存到永远的。
But in God's love, we receive that which really lasts until eternity.
那个是不会玷污，不会朽坏的。
And those things cannot be destroyed or corrupted.
所以我们感谢主，在他向我们的祝福里面，我们看见有这样子的意念。
And so we thank the Lord that in His words we can see this, this thought.
啊，到底作为一个基督徒。我们今天向往的是什么
So as a Christian today, what is it that we truly want?
所以我们要好好的思想这一点。
And so we must think about this.
大概在一年半前
About a year and a half ago,
六月最后一个主日
The very last Sunday of the month of June,
正好是我报告。
It was, me that had to give the announcements.
我在这里跟大家报告就是医生说我得了这个胃癌。
And I announced to brothers and sisters that I received stomach cancer.
那么在那个时候呢，我没有敢想象说我有一天还会站在这里。
I dared not think that one day I would come back and stand up here.
所以我今天站在这里跟大家交通，我非常的感恩。
So I'm truly very thankful that I could stand before brothers and sisters here today.
哦，这实在是神的恩典。
This is truly God's grace.
哦。那么借着许多的弟兄姐妹
And through many brothers and sisters
好，我的亲人
And my family members
好，实在是在这段时间帮助了我
Have truly helped me
我感受弟兄姐妹那个爱
And I have received and felt the love of brothers and sisters
不管是这本地的还有在别处的弟兄姐妹
Not only here who are locally but others as, in out of town
好，这实在是一个非常宝贵的一个经历。
This has been a very precious experience.
我知道弟兄姊妹一直跟着我们这个家庭在扶持我们。
Because I know brothers and sisters together as a family have been supporting me.
那么弟兄姊妹呢也在外面也供应我们。
Brothers and sisters outwardly have also supported us.
做菜呀，帮我们做这样那样，许许多多的事情。
They cooked food for us and did many things.
我们实在感受到神的爱在我们中间。
We truly feel that the love of God is among us.
但是更宝贵的是
But even more precious is
在我的里面对神有一个新的经历
is that inside of me I have a new experience before the Lord.
我越过越向往那个属天的祝福
Day by day I want to experience more the heavenly blessings.
因为我 是在经历到那个才是真正存到永远的。
Because I have experienced that only that will last until eternity.
虽然外面好像失去了健康。
Even though outwardly I had lost my health.
经过化疗还有放疗。
And I had to go through chemotherapy and radiation.
我体重降了40多磅。
And I lost about 40 some pounds.
我现在身体其实是很标准的。
But right now my health is very good.
那个时候是过重
了。Actually, previously I was overweight.
所以还要感谢主。
And so I truly do want to thank the Lord.
但是呢，那身体上经过这些的时候啊，人变得非常的这个软弱。
But throughout all of this process, my body was very weak.
我睡觉的时候要穿很多衣服，然后盖棉被。
When I sleep, I have to wear many clothes and layer up on the blankets.
因为身体变得很冷。
Because my body was very cold.
因为那个白血球、红血球都降下来。
My red and white blood cell count was very low.
但是很奇妙的，神的爱在里面却是温暖的。
But amazingly, God's love inside is very warm.
就是这样子，这个。一直在支撑着我。
And so through this, it has been my support.
当然，我跟弟兄姊妹交通过，神向我显现他的爱是在我真正知道生病之前。
And I have also shared with brothers and sisters that he revealed his true love to me before I became ill.
但是等到这个真正经过了这一个疾病的时候。
But while going through this illness.
这个神的这个爱在里面。是像一个大的能力。
God's love inside is a great power.
死亡对我来讲不是一个威胁。
Death is no longer a danger to me.
所以在我里面一直有深处的平安。
And so within I have true peace.
神让我感觉到他的爱就像圣经描述，他说神是烈火。
And so I have been able to experience what he says in the Bible that his love is like a refining fire.A consuming fire.
真的是在里面成为我的力量。
To become my strength.
这个力量是那么的真实。
This strength is so very real.
但是呢，我又几乎没有办法形容。
But I had no way of expressing it.
所以是经过了很长的时间以后，我才有好像有一些词句可以来描述它。
So it took a very long time, but now I have a couple words that I can express it.
不过我今天只能这样子很总简单的来说一下。
And so today I can just simply share a little bit about it.
但是神的手似乎还没有停在这里。
But God's hand is not stopping here.
我们知道去年差不多这个时候。
We know that last year, roughly at about this time.
那么我太太建华她经过她需要做一个开心脏的手术。
My wife Tina also needed to undergo open heart surgery.
那么这个手术的过程呢有一些失误，所以她的血管动脉被切到。
There were some complications and so her her blood vessel was cut off.
所以
or blocked. Artery was blocked.
所以呢造成那个中风。
And so she had a stroke.
这个打击还在我还继续在做治疗的过程。
And so this, she is still undergoing rehabilitation for it.
我自己呢还在经过这个癌症的治疗。
And I am still undergoing treatment for my cancer.
所以在这样子的一个情况下，我那心里面对神的那个神所给我的那个爱真的是经过一个极大的考验。
And so under these circumstances, my love for God has undergone a great test.
但是我感谢神。
But I thank the Lord.
神证明他的爱是胜过这一切的。
He has testified that his love can overcome all these things.
今天我们都可以在这里见证神的大能就在这个爱里面显出来。
So we can testify that under his great power we can express his love.
在他的爱里面有一个极大的能力。
In his love there is a great power.
是胜过死亡的能力。
It can overcome death.
这就是保罗所说的。
And this is what Paul says.
没有任何事物能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
Not one thing can separate us from the love of God.
虽然在外面魂里面灵里面是极大的痛苦。
Even though outwardly and also in our spirit and soul, it is a great suffering.
但是在灵的深处却是不会动摇。
But in the depths of our spirit, we cannot be moved.
我记得有一个弟兄从远处来看望到医院看望建华。
I know that there was a brother who came to visit Sister Tina in January, who came from out of town.
那时候他因为在医院要住一个月做复健。
And he also needed to go through Sister Tina needed to go through therapy for 1 month.
啊，做那个 rehab 的工作。
She needed to go through rehab.
啊，那个时候他没有办法自己穿衣服。
And she wasn't able to dress herself.
因为左边完全不能动。
Because her left side could not move.
所以呢，在那里护士就要教她怎么样用一只手穿衣服。
So the nurses there needed to teach her how to use one hand to dress herself.
就这样子，在一步一步的在练习。
And so step by step she had to practice.
那是一个漫长的过程。
And it was a very slow process.
直到今天，她还是在做复健。
And so even till today, she is still going through rehab.
好，但是那天啊，那个弟兄，我们在车上的时候。
But that day when the brother was in the car with us.
他说，你还好吗
？He asked me, "Are you okay?"
我说，好像噩梦一场。
I said, "It's as if I'm in a nightmare."
我情愿是一场噩梦。
And I can't wake up from this nightmare.
啊，这就是我那时候的心情。
And that was my feeling at that time.
好，那么我很感谢主，孩子们都非常帮助，在这样的一个环境里面，啊，一直在扶持。
And I really thank my children for being my support at that time.
啊，但是我更感谢主，在这样子的环境里面，啊，我们没有对他灰心。
But I thank the Lord that even through these circumstances, we have not given up on the Lord.
因为他在灵里面所给我们的确据是这么样一个坚固的确据。
Because His promise that He has given to us in our spirit is so sure.
像主说是像磐石那样不能动摇的确据。
And like He said, it is like a stone that cannot be moved.
好，那么那个时候，我们因为轮流去医院。
And so we took turns going to the hospital.
那么常常开始的时候小孩子可能他担心我出什么事情就陪我回家。
So at first my children, because they were worried for me, they went home together with me.
那么后来我看看我都没事，我后来晚上我就自己开车回家。
And after a while, because everything was okay, I would go home by myself.
可是每一次一上车我就痛哭。
But every time I get in the car, I would cry.
然后可是呢我回到家就跪在主面前跟他大声祷告。
But when I get home, I would kneel down and pray to the Lord loudly.
求主行神迹奇事。
That He would do His work.
好啊，就这样子一天一天过去。
And so day by day, it passed.
但是感谢主，我们里面都没有失去那个指望。
And we thank the Lord that in our hearts we did not give up hope.
好，因为像我刚刚说的，当你灵里面得着这个的时候，它就是那样子不能动摇的。
Because just as we had shared, when you have received this blessing in your spirit, it cannot be moved.
好，不管外面的环境怎么样变。
No matter how our circumstances can change.
后来到了四月份的时候，主给我看见。
Then in April, the Lord allowed me to see.
安慰的我。
And comforted me.
啊，他说前面风浪都要平静了。
That all the waves ahead will become peaceful.
我感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
从那个时候，真的整个这个环境，啊，那个大风大浪的环境就平静下来了。
And so all the great storms indeed, did become calm.
有的时候，我们经历一些难处的时候。
Sometimes when we go through difficulties,
我们都会问为什么？
We would all ask why.
到底我什么地方做错了？
Did I do something wrong?
到底这个神为什么不做这样？为什么不这样子？
Why doesn't God do this or do that?
我们有时候自责。
Or sometimes we would condemn ourselves.
或者我们抱怨神。
Or we complain to God.
但是这都不是神要我们。得着的。
But this is not what God wants us to receive.
在经过这些事情之后。
So after going through these things,
我们心里充满了感谢。
Our hearts are so full of thanksgiving.
身体虽然 在健康来看好像情况不如从前。
Our bodies in health, even though it looks like it's not the same as it was before.
但是在灵里面实在是丰丰富富的得着他。
But in our spirits, we have received, him abundantly.
好，在外面看我们失去了很多。
Outwardly, it may have seemed like we've lost a lot.
但是在我们里面所得着的却是许多。
But inwardly, we have received much.
好，这是我和我姊妹建华，我们可以一起做这样子的见证。
So this is my testimony together with my wife.
好，我何等愿意，当我自己有这样子得着的时候，我也愿意弟兄姊妹也得着这样子属天的祝福。
So when I have received this myself, I also desire that brothers and sisters will also receive this heavenly blessing.
好，当我们有这样子得着的时候，那个才是真正神要我们得着的祝福。
So when we receive this, this is what God truly intends for us to receive.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一个好像外面看起来不容易摸到的祝福。
Even though outwardly it seems like it's very difficult to touch this blessing.
好像不是那么能够摸得到，能够抓得住的祝福。
We can't really feel it or grab a hold of it.
但是我们今天知道这是存到永远的。
But today we know that this will last until eternity.
我们地上的日子实在是非常短暂。
The days on earth are very short.
主也改变我的许多看法。
The Lord has also changed my perspective in many other things.
在过去我身体还好的时候。
Previously when I was in good health.
我想我现在差不多退休了。
I thought, right now I could possibly retire.
我可以做做我想要做的事。
I can do the things I want to do.
我们都要规划一下。
And we made some plans.
很多人都警告说你退休了要小心哦，很多人都变成这个 depressed.
And other people would say, be careful when you retire, there are many who become depressed.
因为你忙忙碌碌的一生到最后突然好像没事做了。
Because you've been busy your whole lives and all of a sudden it seems like you have nothing to do.
好，所以我在想，那我来要有一些嗜好嘛，学一些做一些自己喜欢做的事。
So I thought I'd take up some hobbies and do some things that I like to do.
好，我也学一些这个木工的事情。
And so I learned some woodworking.
好，那么这我让我觉得人生很充实嘛。
And I really filled up my time.
好，那么有时候做出来送人的时候心里也很高兴。
And so after I made a piece of something, I would give it to somebody else and I would be very happy.
我以为这样子就很好啦，对不对？
And I thought that this was very good.
对，没有什么不好。
And there's nothing wrong with it.
好，但是神要我们得到更好的。
But God wants us to gain something even better.
好，但愿我们都能够看见这个属天的祝福。
And so may we truly see the blessing of the heavens.
让我们所在这个天上永存的基业里面是丰丰富富的得着。
And to receive abundantly the inheritance and blessings of the heavens.
刚刚我们弟兄交通到玛利亚得到那个上好的福分。
Our brother just shared upon the better part of Mary.
他得到的是上好的。
She received the better part.
像我刚刚讲的，外面看，你不觉得什么？他就是坐在主耶稣面前，
Outwardly, it's just like she's sitting there, she's not doing anything, not receiving anything.
但是她从主那边得着的，从她的行动里面我们就看见她认识了神。
But from her action, we see that she knew God.
她经历了神的爱。
She experienced God's love.
但愿我们向着神的心不是一直停留在像孩子小孩子那样子。
May our heart towards the Lord may not remain just like a little child.
当我们越过越长大的时候，能够开始珍惜，能够宝贵他向着我们的爱。
As we grow and mature, may we more and more treasure His love.
而不是只要外面的东西。
And not want just the things on the outside.
有时候一些年轻人看到 Auntie Tina 就会去跟她 hug 一下。
Sometimes when the young people see Auntie Tina, they would hug her.
她不需要再拿贴纸给她了。
She doesn't need to give stickers to them anymore.
因为她能够知道这个爱的关系。
Because they know this relationship of love.
她的眼睛不需要有其他的东西在 in between, 在这中间。
Their eyes don't need something in between to connect with
love. 因为她可以开始 appreciate 这个 love.
Because now they can appreciate the love.
这是圣经里面让我们看见的。
This is what the Bible allows us to see.
那么神还有更高的旨意。
And God has a greater purpose.
不仅是这样。
Not only this.
他还要我们与他联合。
He wants to be united with us.
这个是一个更深的一个经历。
This is a deeper experience.
当然在这一条路上必须要走十字架的道路。
And so on this path, we must walk the way of the cross.
不论什么样事情临到我们。
So that no matter what circumstances we encounter.
就像圣经讲的很简单。
Like what the Bible says, very simply.
我们相信神仍然在掌权。
We believe that God is still in control.
即使在最困难的环境里面。
Even in the most difficult circumstances.
他仍然是神，他仍然是主。
He is still God and He is Lord.
那么呢，我们就要在这样的环境里面蒙福。
And so in these circumstances, we can be blessed.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.